Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot
96.9. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Be careful, Celtics fans. The scammers are on the loose. Celtics watch party tonight and the first probable case of monkeypox in Rhode Island. Romero has the juice coming up.
I'm going to tell you a story that's full of drama, but you're going to go, oh, that's so romantic. And Beyonce is up to something. What? I don't know, but we're going to find out soon.
Leroy has your sport.
Yeah, we're going to see who wants to smoke tonight at the Garden. And long gone are the days when someone's word was good enough.
But first, look out, Celtics fans. If you are trying to go to the game tonight, beware of ticket scammers out there. Boston police say they did arrest a man near the TD Garden just before tip-off of Game 3 for allegedly selling fake tickets. Fans are encouraged to only buy tickets from authorized ticket agencies. Celtics watch party tonight as the city of Boston announced that fans can get together to watch Game 4 at Copley Square Park in the Back Bay. The event's free, starts at 9 o'clock. Food and beverages will be available for purchase from local vendors. And just a reminder, public consumption of alcohol is not allowed in open spaces.
So don't bring anything. Wink, wink.
The Celtics are the boss.
The Rhode Island Department of Health has announced that they have the state's first probable case of monkeypox. The patient, a man in his 30s, is in the hospital but in good condition. His case is likely connected to travel in Massachusetts. All right, is Romero with the juice.
The Grammys are adding 5 new categories to their award show. The big one that, if Melissa was here, she'd be like, oh my God, finally my girl's going to win something. Songwriter of the Year. Because maybe Diane Warren, who every single year gets snubbed, will finally win something. They also created a new award for Best Song for Social Change.
Which
must be about timely social issues and promote understanding and empathy. The other 3 categories are Best Spoken Word Poetry Album, Alternative Music Performance, and I like this one, Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media. That one's going to be awesome because... Forget about movie soundtracks. Video games are where it's at. Yes, Leroy.
I'm thinking about getting into that one day.
Video game scoring?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Dead serious.
You'd probably be like freakishly good at it.
Dead serious.
Seriously. Jay-Z has teamed up with Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, for a new financial literacy program called the Bitcoin Academy, which promises to provide education and empower community with knowledge on cryptocurrency. Whatever. I don't care. When is it coming here? Because he's going to do it at the Marcy Project, but when is it coming here? Because I need that. I got a lot of crypto friends, and they're always telling me, like, what to do.
Well, if your friends can't help you, I don't know if Jay-Z can.
No, they do good with it. I just don't understand when they're trying to relay the information to me. That's what I was talking about. Beyonce has taken down all her profile pictures across all of her social media platforms.
What could it be?
She's up to something. Is it new music? Is it another business venture?
Ivy Park?
Maybe. I don't know, and frankly, I don't care, but we're going to find out what it is soon. Wu-Tang Clan. Ladies and gentlemen, when you think of the Wu-Tang Clan, man, you think like, you know, street corner, you think hardcore, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A punch to the face. And when you look down at Wu-Tang, you know you're thinking like... Crocs, because that is who they have partnered with. They are going to be Wu-Tang. This is brilliant for Crocs, because they're getting everybody in on these funny-looking slippers that are, by the way, rather comfortable.
Yes.
So now you're going to see, you're going to see dudes coming out of their house with long white socks on and their feet in Crocs.
Oh. I'm telling you, don't sleep on Crocs.
I'm telling you. And Britney Spears got married to Sam Asghari, and she was trying to keep her wedding, you know, low-key and drama-free. So that when you say trying to keep a wedding drama-free, that usually involves not inviting family. And that's what she did. She invited, like, I think, what, her brother or something
her
like
brother,
that?
Her brother, I think, was the only one.
Her brother, who, by the way, up until I heard that story, I didn't know she had a brother. I thought it was her parents and her sister, because those are the ones who were always, like, you know, causing drama around her. Yeah. So you figure if there's going to be drama stirred at the wedding, it would be because of maybe her dad, her mother, or her, who's a mess just as bad as her sister, who likes to, you know, yap her mouth too. No, no. Her ex-husband. I know you're thinking Kevin Federline. No.
Nope.
No. He's the baby daddy. Jason Alexander. Who? Yes. A man that she married in 2004 for 55 hours. Listen to me.
You know it's going to be bad.
Listen to me. Kim Kardashian and whatever that basketball player who were married for like 72 days. Everybody's cracking on her. Britney Spears was married to a man for 55 hours, a little over 2 days.
Oh, man.
If you count sleeping, let's take out 16 hours for sleeping. She was married to this man a little over 30 hours. It's ridiculous. So anyway, he Instagrammed live himself showing up, getting into a tussle with security. And then somehow he made it inside the house before he was finally restrained. Again, 55 hours of a marriage caused him to be like, no, baby, I need you. I need you back. Anyway, here's Leroy with...
All right. Spokes. That's right. Game 4 of the NBA Finals, Celtics-Warriors, goes down tonight. And despite all the madness surrounding this series, it's clear the Warriors, and specifically Draymond Green, wants the smoke. There's been a lot of talk about Celtics fans being classless after shouting obscenities towards Draymond Green during Game 3. How pathetic is that? Anyways, Draymond has a podcast, and in it, he said his family's living. It's over, and overall, he's, you know, it's not a big deal to him. However, he did slip this in.
No harm, no foul. F*** Draymond. You too.
Ooh, he's talking to us. He's talking to us. He said, F you too, talking Pendejo. To the fans. Now, I'll give him credit.
Pendejo.
He wants to smoke, and he's pretty bold about it. But since he wants it, I think the fans, and more importantly, the Celtics, give it to him on the court tonight. He wants to smoke. Give him the smoke. The Red Sox 7-game winning streak came to an end as they lost to the Angels 5-2. And earlier this week, the Bruins fired coach Bruce Cassidy. Yesterday, Cassidy did a Zoom call with some reporters. And long story short, he wasn't expecting to get fired. As a matter of fact, it's being reported that he was told during his season-ending exit meeting that he was safe. Man, like I said, long gone are the days when your word was all you needed. Yeah, it's a mess. The Red Sox will take on the Mariners tonight. First pitch at 10:10. Unbelievable. Celtics Warriors at 9. Make sure you're locked in mentally and emotionally. Yes, it does make a difference. And just a heads up, Father's Day is coming. It's the 19th. People and the Red Sox are celebrating it by picking 10 dads for Father's Day out at Fenway. All you have to do to nominate the dad in your life is tell the Red Sox why they deserve it. All entries must be in by 5 p.m. tomorrow. And for the link, just go to hot969boston.com or you can go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page. Good luck, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. I already told you that there's going to be a Celtics watch party in Boston, but there's another one proving that Celtics fans come in all ages at the Amy... you know it! At the Amy Lowell Apartments in Boston, residents get together to watch the game. And there are fans in their 70s, 80s, even 90s. Now, Domingo, who's a resident, says that, you know, it's good to come together because otherwise they'd be alone in their apartments. The group watches all Boston sports, but during the Celtics playoff run, the mood is definitely heightened. Man, they're going to have a good time. I see you ready to say something. Just leave it.
They're like, when did they start using nets? I remember when they shot a ball into a peach basket.
It's going to be lit. The Garden, Copley's Watch
when
Party.
When did they start wearing long pants?
And the Amy Lowe
if your testicles
apartment.
Were showing, you weren't playing.
That was your good news until Romero.
Why are there so many black people on the court? Back in my day.
You know what?
Back in my day.
You know what?
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up
in the morning on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.